I'm sitting here with David Rosetsky at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. David, your work, How to Feel, was produced in 2011 in collaboration with actors and a dramaturg and a choreographer. Do you want to talk a little bit about the process that came to make this feature-length 108-minute video?
Yeah, the work was commissioned by the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art in 2011, and I had about a year to make the work and quite a substantial budget, so it was an opportunity for me to make something quite ambitious and I guess to kind of develop my practice. And it was quite an involved process, actually, the making of the work. I always like to involve the actors or the people who are in the work in the development of the sort of script writing process. So the scripts and the stories that end up being in the videos sort of often come from real stories that come from the performers themselves. So there were sort of two different creative development phases for this work. The first one sort of was focused more on the script and the dialogue, which I worked with the dramaturg Margaret Cameron and the group of actors, and we just improvised with the script with different people, trying different roles and so on, and kind of shifting the script a little bit in terms of and playing with the sort of dramaturgy of the scenes and so on. And then there was a second phase of development where the actors worked with Stephanie Lake to develop the choreography for the work, and that was really interesting, actually, because Stephanie, also the starting point for the development of the choreography was also the texts, the stories from the interviews. So the movement that Stephanie developed with the actors through improvisation and so on kind of related to the stories in the texts. So, and that was sort of one of the things that I was interested in looking at in this work, is how the body, movement, dance can communicate stories or feelings or emotions in a different way than spoken language.
The title, How to Feel, how do you think that evokes some of those ideas running through the work? Or what does that title mean for you?
Yeah, it was very difficult, actually, to choose a title for this work, because I think it's not a work for me that it's not a sort of didactic work which is about one thing. And so I kind of, it was important when choosing the title of the work that it was quite open-ended, and the title How to Feel actually came from another video that I made. It was from a script from another video, but it was actually sort of, it's just a fragment of a sentence. I think someone was saying that they didn't know how to feel, and that I always thought that was a really interesting thing to say, that, you know, you think that being able to feel is something innate, and that, you know, you don't have to try or you don't have to know how to feel, it's just something that happens. So I just thought that was quite interesting. And also in terms of the setting of the video, How to Feel is sort of similarly, it was purposefully ambiguous, in that the group of people sort of arrive at a kind of a neutral sort of studio space, and they kind of talk about themselves and perform choreographed movement, and sort of, it almost, you know, it sort of evokes sort of, you know, ideas of group therapy or sort of like a dance class, but also at that time they kind of perform the dance to the camera. So it's kind of quite abstracted in terms of its relationship to any kind of more real life sort of scenario.